Trump celebrates affordability 1 year after historic election, groceries, gas, rental prices falling. By Hannah Knudsen on November 5, 2025. President Donald Trump is celebrating the strides made in the affordability crisis since he took office in January 2025. In a Truth Social post marking 1 year from Election Day 2024, where Trump handily defeated former Vice President Kamala Harris, Trump celebrated. Happy anniversary. On this day, November 5, 1 year ago, we had one of the greatest presidential victories in history. Such an honor to represent our country, he said, highlighting the booming economy and the fact that costs are coming down. Affordability is our goal, Trump said. Love to the American people. Indeed, costs have come down significantly since Trump took the helm from former President Joe Biden and his administration. An administration that oversaw record high gas prices reaching an average of $5.016 in the summer of 2022, egg prices that shot up 147%, and skyrocketing inflation. As Breitbart News reported in November 2023, at that time the average U.S. household needed an extra $11,434 per year just to maintain the same standard of living they had only a few years prior. In contrast, President Donald Trump's policies have reduced the cost of living on various fronts, with inflation cooling more than expected. During Biden's term, the annual inflation rate actually peaked to the highest rate in over 40 years at over 9%. In addition, gas prices soared to record highs. But this past October, gas prices dipped to their lowest level for any October since 2020 near the end of Trump's first term. The national average on Wednesday clocked in at $3.079, significantly lower than the average high recorded during the Biden administration. Furthermore, mortgage rates have dipped since January, and rental prices are growing at their slowest pace in over 4.5 years. The Trump administration also prevented a massive tax increase on the American people with a big, beautiful bill which included no tax on tips, no tax on overtime, and no tax on Social Security. A readout from the White House indicates that this resulted in bigger paychecks, boosting take-home pay for a typical hard-working family by over $10,000 a year. Eggs, and the cost of groceries in general, also became center of controversy and concern during the Biden years. As Breitbart News reported in January 2025, prior to Trump's inauguration, rising prices in key categories are once again weighing on consumers. Grocery prices, which had been relatively stable through late 2023, resumed their upward march, with the price of eggs surging by more than one-third over the past year. Meanwhile, gas prices, though still below year-ago levels, posted a sharp increase for the month. Signs that inflation appears to have become entrenched means consumers may have to wait longer for relief in the form of lower borrowing costs. Higher rates on mortgages, auto loans, and credit cards are likely to persist, as the Fed holds steady on its current policy stance. But now, the price of household staples, including eggs, are dropping. This made headlines over the summer. As Breitbart News reported at the time, the price of fresh eggs plunged in June, the third time in the past 4 months in which prices have declined by around 20% or more. Since February, the price of eggs has fallen by 61.2%. By contrast, in the final months of Joe Biden's presidency, the price of eggs rose by 227.1%. Other items including butter, ice cream, fresh fruit, cereal, and more are all falling as well. Another key example of this can be seen in Walmart announcing the price of its annual Thanksgiving meal basket, which will cost less than $4 per person this year. As Breitbart News's economics editor John Carney wrote, this marks the lowest price point since the retail giant launched the program in 2022, in the midst of the Biden administration. The bundle, designed to feed 10 people, includes more than 20 items such as a 13.5-pound butterball turkey priced at 97 cents per pound, its lowest cost since 2019, along with traditional holiday staples including stuffing, cranberries, green beans, dinner rolls, and ingredients for pumpkin pie. The complete basket rings up at under $40. For greater perspective, last year, the price rang up at around $7 per person. These realities come as New Yorkers opted to vote for a Muslim socialist, who has advocated for state-run grocery stores, as their mayor in New York City. Trump warned that with Mamdani at the helm, the city would have zero chance of success, or even survival. Trump also warned on Election Day that voting for Republicans was the only way to properly address the affordability issue. If affordability is your issue, vote Republican. Energy costs, as an example, are plummeting, getting close to $2 a gallon gasoline. When energy goes down, everything else follows, and it has, Trump said.